You have been asked to give someone 5 stars, haven't you? One morning, I was riding in a taxi. At a red light, the driver turned around, gathered his courage, and said to me, Sir, please give me 5 stars. If my average drops below 4.6, the system starts routing rides to other drivers first. The moment I tapped that screen, I determined how much he would earn that day. That small moment helped me see a contrast clearly. Traditional folk religion used to speak of a ledger of merit. Do a good deed, and heaven records it. But the final reckoning came once, at the end of a lifetime. You had time to make amends, time to prove that you were more than your worst moment. Now, the algorithm has upgraded that ledger. It no longer settles accounts once in a lifetime. It settles them every day, every ride, in real time. Efficiency has improved, but the space left for people to breathe, to recover, to repair themselves has nearly disappeared. And this goes far beyond taxi drivers. Credit scores, health data, workplace KPIs. The reach of quantification extends very far. I work as a digital transformation consultant. I have helped build systems like these, and the more I built, the more uncomfortable I became. Because when you compress a person into a single number, you are telling them, in effect, your worth is exactly equal to this number. I believe human value is intrinsic. It should not be sorted and assigned by an algorithm. So I want to ask you this. Under its gaze, who are you?